Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got a lot of things that you can read, listen to, ask questions. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog. And don't forget to take the poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Kirsch is with us. K-I-R-S-C-H. Jim Kirsch is the CEO of Professional Diversity Network. That's ProDivNetwork.com. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, ProDivNet.com.
ProDivNet.com. And tell the audience what they'll find when they get there.
Well, first of all, we have seven different websites within this larger community. And the websites serve specific communities around the affinity of culture, race, and occupation. So we have a web community for those who are in the military, whether they're active or veteran. We have one for black professionals, one for Hispanic professionals. So there's a number of different verticals that are there.
And tell us why each one of those verticals need their own community.
So what happens is Fortune 1000 companies, medium-sized businesses, and small businesses, by and large part, are trying very hard to staff up a multicultural workforce. There's a lot of reasons for that. It's a separate conversation, but in the final analysis, it's good business. There's a lot of necessity for bilinguals, Spanish, English-speaking people, for banks, for marketers, so on and so forth. So there are a lot of jobs. Even in the depth of the recession, there was a lot of opportunities for multiculturals. Unfortunately, there weren't a lot of fertile environments in order to find those jobs because most jobs are found by networking. And Jim, you might have a great personal network. You're a celebrity. You're a personality. You know a lot of people. It's easier for a person like you or those that you know to find your next job than it is for someone who might be a first-generation American or someone who doesn't have a large network of people who are in middle management and above to tap into.
Another thing that I know you work on is some people, their names, the name that they were given, and is a way of sometimes people can use that to discriminate without anybody ever knowing that that happened. And you help with that too, don't you?
We certainly do, but I want to stress that the companies that we work with, and we're working with 68% of the Fortune 500. We're working currently with 3,511 different employers who are online today on our sites. We have over 1 million active members, and we'll receive over 2 million unique visits this month alone.
Mm-hmm.
The companies who are working with us are there for good reasons. They're there because they want to hire multiculturals. And the people who come there are there primarily to help others.
When you say they want to hire multiculturals, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, so they want to diversify their workforce. They have recognized that it's very important to have a multicultural workforce, yet through the normal and traditional means, they're not hiring up to the levels that's reflective of the country today.
And is that because people aren't applying, or because the company has got some kind of a firewall that the company has established society from a corporate culture standpoint that might not be getting these people in? Where are they stuck?
It's simply that 70% of the jobs that are secured in America on a daily basis are secured via networking. They're referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And often these multiculturals don't have the referral network necessary in order for them to be able to compete for the jobs that are available. So there's a lot of people find jobs in a job board. So they'll go to a job board like CareerBuilder, and over 106 applications are necessary to get one call back. And in this recession, that's very demoralizing.
It is.
You can imagine putting in 100 applications and not getting anything back.
Did I read in some of the information about you that some people actually are concerned about putting their name on a resume?
Well, there is a concern that people have that they will be discriminated against, and they don't self-identify of their race or their origin. So that is a definite concern.
They have an ethnic name, a Hispanic name, or something like that, or an Asian name, or something like that. You know, for small businesses, Jim, I don't think small businesses, they don't hire enough people to have a multicultural strategy. I just think more and more small business owners are realizing that they throw the net out there to look for an applicant, and they're looking for the best qualified person, and it doesn't matter where that person, their origin or what their background is. And I think that's creating a more diverse workforce, even in small business, because of that. What do you think?
Well, I agree with the principle, but I would tell you that in practice, because of the lack of access to relationship recruitment, what you find is there's an entire pocket of talent that small businesses are struggling to tap into.
They're not getting access to them. That's what you're concerned
and
about.
So much because they want to hire someone.
And that's what your organization does. ProDivNet, ProDivNet.com. Is that right?
That's correct, Jim.
.com. Hey, Jim Kirsch, will you come back another day and talk to us more about this?
Love to. I want to wish you and your audience a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.